Well, if y'all would, I want y'all to turn to Proverbs this morning. You can just turn to Proverbs chapter 1. We're going to look at a few others, but we're going to be in Proverbs a whole lot. Y'all know last time, you know, I was talking about, and Gary, I'm trying to figure out how to title this, okay, because we're going to talk about the fear of the Lord. Not being afraid of God, but the benefits. No, that's not the right word. I'm trying to come up with the right word for this, but just the best part is probably the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's in Proverbs 3. Don't go there yet, or Proverbs 9, but we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 1. And so, but I want to read, you know, this past week, as we did our Bible study, and I couldn't get off the fear of the Lord, and then Kathy actually did Bible study, and it all kept coming back around to that in a manner, you know. It was just really neat, you know, because we got to be who we are and who God called us to be. But as we got into talking about the fear of the Lord, you know, and a lot of people will translate that as, you know, if from an Old Testament standpoint, seeing the hand of God go whack on some of them, and that's not what we're talking about at all. You know, I don't want that to happen. Now, I lived in the fear of Herman as I was growing up, and that was my daddy's name, because when he said something a couple times, I bet Howdy was kind of the same way. I'm sure Corey and the boys were the same, Tim, and yeah, just knowing Ron, you know. But y'all, any more men have a dad like that? You know, the fear of Herman or whoever. You know, it's like when they said something, that was the way it was. And, you know, but you still knew their love. And you knew why they were doing what they were doing. But to walk the fear of the Lord, I thought this was a really, it was in my study Bible. Learning to walk in the fear of the Lord is learning to live in awe and reverence of God. It is foundational to our walk of faith. God is loving and full of grace and mercy, but He is also all-powerful, awesome, holy, and righteous, and sovereign over all things. So walking in the fear of the Lord will bring great blessings to our life. And so as we got to talking about this the other night, you know, think of the things that are so evident in our society today where there's no reverence for the Lord whatsoever. People have not been raised in a reverent spirit of recognizing who God is, and that, what you know, for some of them, they need to be afraid. I truly believe right now that there's several in positions, holding positions of what they call authority in this nation, which actually they have no authority. God's laughing at them. But some of them should be afraid, because there's the hand of God's coming down. I really said I wasn't going that way today. But the fear, I want to go through scriptures talking about the fear of the Lord and just some of the benefits and provisions of that for us individually, corporately, for our children, for our family, for our finance. It's a total thing. But we have, you know, God, I told him the other night, Howdy, I'm like, why did I not find this out? Like, I really didn't want the youth to leave today. Because there's a season in there from about, I don't know, maybe 13 or 14 to 18. That you got no brain, it's jello, it just don't function very good. We all been through it. You know, you look at them and think, how'd you come up with that? It was very evident on the news this morning. I just turned it on for a second and had to turn it right back off, Betsy. I check that sometimes to just see if maybe the hand of the Lord visited a few people in Washington last night. If the angels went through there, you know. But anyway, they were talking about now, dogs are a threat to the new green environment, what they eat. And I'm like, Lord, I said, Lord, you cannot fix stupid at all, can you? That is absolutely stupid. You know, those people have no fear of the Lord. They don't comprehend, come here from Sikkim, about anything. we have got to grasp the fear of the Lord. Because the fear of the Lord, Proverbs chapter 1, I wrote all these down. I'm going to try to kind of go through them or start verse 5. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. We see that every day, but I don't want to be one of them. I want to be one of those, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. I want to reverence Him. I want to understand that, the songs y'all sang this morning, I woke up this morning, I was able to climb the mountain to gather with other group of believers in the name of Jesus to an awesome God that saved me, delivered me, set me free, forgave me my sins, and washed me in His blood, and filled me with the Holy Ghost. If you ain't been filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm going to tell you what, I got such blessed of not sharing again at Bible study. One of the ladies that comes, and she told me, I don't know how long ago this happened, but she said, Kathy was just a sharing, and then Melanie says, when you were preaching one Sunday about the Holy Ghost, and I think she watches online every now and then, she said, I was just sitting there just listening, and all of a sudden God just filled me up, and I just went to speaking in tongues. I just went to rolling. I said, well, thanks. That's God, not got nothing to do with me, but it was an obedience thing. Be obedient. Whatever God tells you to do, just do it. Don't have no fear of man there. Fear of man's thing's a snare. It'll keep you from being and fulfilling your destiny, each one of us. We can't do that. But verse 7 again, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So we got to start somewhere. All right? I think let's go to chapter 3. Verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, for it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Isn't that pretty good? When I reverence and honor God, it's health to my body. Because I listen to the things that He tells me to do. I want to hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord my God, who teaches me to profit and leads me by the way that I should go. That's honoring the Lord. That's fearing the Lord. That's in all of His awesomeness. We begin to grasp that and understand it in a manner. And if there was any fear of the Lord in society, if we, the church, were demonstrating our love for God, our awesome God, that's demonstrating the fear of the Lord. That's a total respect. That's for everything He says in His Word and who He is. We will want to honor Him in all that we do. And so if we live that out in our area of influence, then other people begin to see that, and they either are going to mock us, or they're going to ask us, something's a little different there. Your family's a little healthier than mine. You seem at more peace than I'm at. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, if we honor God. If we're walking in the fear of the Lord, if we're understanding that the fear of the Lord is to just so want to honor Him in all that we do, that we lay aside every other weight and sin that would beset us so that we can run with patience the race that God set before us. Hebrews 12, 1. But we got to learn to fear the Lord in that respect. And it was just seemed so hard, Miss Judy, to just try to figure out sometimes the awesomeness. And I get really jealous of Miss Judy back here, because she is a natural born Jew. And I'm going to tell you what. They sense things that us Gentiles didn't get with not being brought up in that culture. They understand the awesomeness of God. That one of my shoeing customers several years ago, I don't shoeing for the public anymore, so don't ask me. But one of the guys, this couple, and she was born again, but her husband was an Orthodox Jew. But the neatest man, his parents still lived in Tel Aviv. And when I would get there, I can't say his name. I can't remember how to say it, so I won't even he was really a neat man. But I'd get there, and we'd go to talking, and I'd ask him, Jan, I'd like, so what about growing up? He said, Rusty, when I fly back, when I get off the airplane, I kiss the ground. He's not even saved. He doesn't even, but he understands the awesomeness of God. He had a reverence for God that we should have been way past. We should have that here. where we are. But we're so caught up in our own little worlds, and we're thinking, you know, that we want to so satisfy ourselves. And I think that our society's lost so much respect for themselves because they have no fear of the Lord. We look at people go to the, I don't know, you don't have to go to the mall, you can just walk down the street. You know, it's like, do you not have any self-respect whatsoever? I mean, the way you dress, the way you talk. If there's no fear of the Lord, there'll be no respect for yourself. And the church is just kind of falling right in with it. Well, that, you know, if it feels good, do it kind of thing, you know. And the church, you know, that's why God's, you know, so much is we're coming upon so many things right now in the next few days, you know, that I believe with all my heart that God is hands on this election. And if you've got friends out there that are telling you, well, I'm not going to vote because they stole the last one, or it was stolen. Tell them, you better go vote. Because you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and he's going to ask you, what'd you do? Did you do what you were supposed to do? But you see, because we got people in the church not voting, then that's why this elections get stolen. Because people don't want to fulfill their destiny. They don't want to do, they want to fulfill their responsibilities as citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Just because we're members of the kingdom of heaven don't mean we float around little clouds and, you know, we've got responsibility. We have a job to do. We got to go to work. We got to occupy till Jesus comes back and takes us back. He said, I've given you dominion over the affairs on this earth. And he said, I work through your hands. The duty's yours, the results are mine. If you'll produce, if you'll work, I'll produce the results you desire. And that he desires, because he gives us the desires of our heart. And if we'll listen to him and hearken diligently unto his voice, and that's honoring Lord God. That's walking in the fear of the Lord. And so I believe the hand of God's on this election. And I believe those, you know, that don't participate as they're supposed to, they're going to severely regret it. And I'm not talking anything bad on them at all. I'm just saying they're going to experience things they wish they had listened and heeded the voice of the Lord. And I believe my wife doesn't like me to say it this way, but I'm totally in agreement with what we talked about last time in Esther and Mordecai, making sure Haman got hung on the gallows. And I believe there's some gallows being built right now for some people that are going to be taken out. I don't think it's a physical hang. Go on, come on, Brian. I'm not saying it's a physical gallows, but they're going to know it was the hand of God. I'm going to tell you what, as I know the Democrat, I know I'm going to call them Democrats, liberals, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me what anybody thinks about that. But those over there that are opposing the hand of God, they're going to wake up the next morning, and they think they're going to delay this a while. I'm going to tell you what, when the hand of God moves, there ain't no delay. When he parted the waters in the Red Sea, they walked across, the Israelites walked across on dry ground, and all them others, Egyptians, thought, we got them now. They're going across after them. And boom, they got drowned. I'm going to tell you what, let's reverence the name of God. Let's walk in the fear of the Lord and fulfill our responsibility so that we care. We see the hand of God move in our nation. We got to do what he told us to do. We got to occupy till he comes. We got to do business here. Now, the other night we were talking, Rock and Miss Dickey and all the others at Bible study. We just got a handful. We got a small deal. But I said, I wish so much I'd have learned this when I was younger. It would have saved a lot of mistakes, Brandon. It happens. You know, we're supposed to shun, you know, just because it says shun youthful lust, don't apply that to sex. There's a whole lot of other things we lust for in youth that ain't got nothing to do with sex. It's just our own little personal things we want to do. And we're like, God, I got this. And I could just see, like, he's kind of smiling, Kenny. He's like, cross his arms and sitting back and say, let's watch this, Jesus. He'll be coming back here in a little while. You know, He might run for a little, we might have ran away for a little bit, but you know, when you raise up a child in the way that it should go, they'll not depart from it. That's honoring God. That's fearing the Lord. That's putting and instilling in our children what we know they need to have. But the duty's ours to do that. The results are God's. He'll work with it if we'll put it there. Wherever we are, we're just to fill the spot God called us to fill and to carry out what He called us to carry out. But we're to fear the fear of the Lord is, again, it's like I want to get a hold of this, because it's to walk in the fear of God is learning to live in awe and reverence of God. It's a foundation to our walk of faith. Without a strong foundation, we stumble and fall. But when we reverence and fear the Lord, okay, I'll keep going through some of these. I'll get back to them. Proverbs chapter 9. The Word does a lot better job explaining this than I do. The Word, chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of life will be added to you. It's not too late. Some of us that have passed that time in our life when speed and agility would save us, and it doesn't seem to happen anymore quite the same way. Well, He'll still add years to us, and He'll renew our youth like the eagles if we honor the Lord. If we give Him first place in our lives, if we reverence and honor Him, you know. And so I'm meditating on that this week, Howdy, and I'm thinking about those things. And you know how quick we can all be to speak when something comes up. I'm not saying that maybe came against us, but just like this morning when I watched that deal with the dogs, I see that, and immediately I'm like, Lord, you can't fix stupid. And this past couple weeks, He's been saying, think before your mouth opens. And you know, we talk about that a whole lot because we know the words of our mouth are as deep waters. And they produce life or death. But you know what? We need the words of our mouth need to honor God. It needs to show that we walk in the fear of the Lord, that we recognize how awesome our God is. And so when I shared 2 weeks ago the story of the Jewish man that Kathy and I'd had, you know, that whenever a man we'd had to have some dealings with that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And not, I mean, it's just, you know, he's not like Miss Judy. He's not saved. He's Orthodox. But I said some words, I ain't cuss him. I just said some things that weren't building up. And it went on for a little bit. And one day the Lord said, I bless those that bless Israel, and I curse those that curse Israel. He said, you walk out from under my covering when you speak ill against my people. And it doesn't matter if they're Jewish or in this church. But He said, you know, as a believer, if we speak against another believer, we've brought ourselves under a curse. Not that God's going to curse us, not that He's going to slap you down, but I'm going to tell you what, the curse begins by you start getting confusion in your thinking, you make some wrong decisions, and you wonder, why is this going like this? Because I walked out from under the secret place of the Most High, I got out from under the shadow of the Almighty by letting the words of my mouth not honor God. And He said, you got to honor me in all that you do. You want to recognize, I want you to don't be afraid of me, because perfect love casts out fear. So if I love the Lord with all my heart and all my soul and all my strength, then I am going to seek to honor Him. I will fear the Lord. I'll have total respect for His awesomeness, for His mercy, for His grace, that He's given me everything that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. What's the beginning of knowledge? The fear of the Lord. How can we have knowledge of God if we don't have any fear of the Lord? Understand, the fear of the Lord is to love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind, and to just want to please Him in all that we do. Amen. And so when that person that tends to rub us the wrong way, and we want to, it's judgmental and critical is what it is. It's just a judgmental, critical spirit. And the Lord said, get it out of there. You can't think clearly if you have a judgmental, critical spirit. I'm not saying to not call. You see something, you know what it is. That's not judging it. You're not placing judgment upon that person or that situation or circumstance. We're not doing that. We need to see it for what it is. But then we need to do what the Word tells us to do about it, not what we want to do personally. Don't laugh at me, Betsy. I know that sometimes I go there. Kathy's up there going, my wife's running the camera this morning. She's going, well, you need to listen to what you're preaching. Well, I'm always preaching to myself. I mean, when me, Howdy, Corey, Ricky, whoever's up here, you preach what God's dealing with you on. I mean, you're learning. We're learning and progressing. And if we're not, then we're stale. Well, I don't want to be stale. I want to keep growing. I just want to know, Lord, why didn't I figure some of this out a few years back? It would have saved some things. He said, well, pass it on. Share it with others. That's what we learn. Brandon, you learn so much as you get older. You know, see things out there, and it's easier to be quiet. I promise, it really is. There's some things that you don't, but most overall, it's like, I just shake my head now and think, I don't know, ain't no sense me trying to fix it. I can pray for them. And so sometimes, do you wonder how to pray for somebody? And so I just look at them and I say, Lord, you know what'll work. I lift them up before you and mention their name. And I'll leave it alone, Janet, because if I'm going to get in the flesh and start saying, you know, I think they could use some of this right here. We need to understand the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's an understanding that as we grasp that, we want for the other people, especially the members of the body of Christ, what God wants for them. And then we want people that have not come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that have not had their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that don't know that God fashioned their days before them, before the foundations of the world. We want them to know that, because they're missing out on a blessing that is super abundantly above all they can ask or think or fathom in their minds. I mean, we're in that situation most of the time. We need to stay focused on that. We understand and grasp that God formed them, and you know, as y'all know, people that are in lifestyles that are not in line with the Word of God. That's a very polite way to say it, isn't it? Not how, for your visitors, sometimes I don't say it quite that politely. But for those that are in lifestyles that are contrary to the Word of God, they do not know that God fashioned their days before them. This is in Psalms 139. And this is why you can go to there to anyone that's pro-choice and tell them you need to get to pro-life, because God's pro-life. But they need to know that God fashioned their days for them before the foundations of the world. And He wrote good things in that book. But just like for each one of us, He fashioned good days for us. And we think sometimes, well, why we go through all this hell, all this trouble, all these trials? Well, sometimes a lot of it is just life here on earth. We're going to deal with things. I mean, all the apostles went through a lot of stuff. Jesus went through a lot of stuff. But when we understand and honor God, we go through that stuff, and we've won the battle, the victory, and the duty's ours and the results are God's. We're just to fill our spot and do what He called us to do. But those people need to know, because they're being robbed of life. And we have the answer in Jesus. And so when we get to that point, we start thinking about that, and we start taking those things into consideration, and we want to demonstrate the goodness of God before people that helps lead them to repentance. Not judge them. Not be critical of them. Because I'm going to tell you, there's probably not a one of us in here that's not got something that we might still be a little deceived about in an area we've held on to or got hold of that we just struggle with. But then we want to judge someone else because we think that sin. It don't make no difference if they're living a homosexual lifestyle or they're drunk down at the bar. Sin is sin, period. It's all separation from God. That's all sin is separation from a holy God. And when we're and when they're living in that, we need to help them come to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and do that. So let's see if we can get through some more right fast. Chapter 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance in the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. So we need to watch. We got to pay attention to what we're saying. That's Proverbs 8:13. We did 9. Let's go to Proverbs 14. And I'm just going to share a few more with you. And you can go through Proverbs and look all these up. 14, 26, and 27. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. It turns one away from the snares of death. That's so self-explanatory. You know, it's easy to see that. You know, in the fear of the Lord, there's strong confidence. Do you know sometimes why I think we don't step out? Because we're not walking in the fear of the Lord. We've let things slip to where it's not visible to us. What we do is we get ourselves under, we let the devil put us under condemnation because we make a little mistake somewhere and we do something that we know we shouldn't have done, and then we have no confidence. But if we'll just, in the awesomeness of God, in the fear of the Lord, we'll run back and say, "Lord, I repent. I'm sorry." And he's like, "Okay, I forgive you. I've already forgiven you. I've cleansed you from all unrighteousness." You know, we begin to get a revelation of that inside. The eyes of our understanding open to that truth, to where I'm going to walk in the fear of the Lord. I'm going to reverence my God. I want to understand what that means. And that's my prayer for y'all today, is that we all of us, that we understand the awesomeness of God and all that he's done for us. And then I'm going to tell you what, when we begin to grasp that, we begin to be the Isaiah 60, 1 through 3, and 61, 1 through 3 people that we're supposed to be. We arise and shine, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. Darkness covers the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord's arisen over us. The Spirit of the Lord God's upon us because he's anointed us. When we've been anointed by God, we're going to walk in the fear of the Lord if we'll yield to it and not yield to what our own little old flesh and, you know, and that little old pity party and stuff. But we'll begin to say, you know, we'll begin to be able to do those things. And it's just like believing for that house. Where'd you go? Where are you? There you are back there. Believing for that house. You know, so I just shared with her. I said, the Lord told me, he said, don't worry about tomorrow. And I'm like, okay, you know. And I told them the other night, Rock and them were making fun of me at Bible study. And I said, they said, well, yeah, that's easy. I said, piece of cake. Don't worry about it a bit. You just go on, you know. Well, pretty soon it kind of starts to look at it that way, because he shuts so many doors you weren't supposed to walk through that it's like, I told him, I'm like Thomas Edison. How many remember the story of Thomas Edison when he was inventing the light bulb? Hey, I don't remember. They said, how many times? Hundreds and hundreds of things he did trying to invent the light bulb. And they said, don't you ever get discouraged? He said, no, I just know what not to do. He said, I'm just waiting to know what to do. You know what? We need to be that way in the Word. We need to just keep going and going. And when things are looking like, well, it's divine delays, it's divine intervention, it's things. So God put, when we say he's directing our steps, we need to believe he's directing our steps. And if this door shuts, well, then let's turn another direction. Let's go another way, but let's stay on the Word and let's reverence God. Okay? With every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here today and you have, there's just a pricking in your heart that says, man, I want these people here, they got something I ain't got. Well, it's just Jesus. It's the mighty power of Jesus, his blood that was shed for us. But your name, you know, God, he's got special plans for you, and you're not walking in them, and you know that, and you want to. Well, the secret to that is to know that it's to believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, and to make him the Lord of life, invite him in, ask him to come in and be your Lord and Savior. And say, Lord, I want the life you created me before you formed me in my mother's womb. And to believe that he came here and he lived and died and he went to the cross. And then on the third day, God raised him from the dead. And he conquered death, hell, and the grave. He disarmed the principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. And he took authority over them on our behalf. And so if you're here today and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life and you would like to do that, we're all going to pray a prayer. And we want you to pray that prayer today and come into the kingdom of God. So let's all pray this prayer together. I invite you to pray it with us. Father God, thank you today for Jesus. I believe that Jesus came here, lived, and died for me. He was nailed to the cross. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. And you raised him on the third day so that I could spend eternity in your presence. I recognize that Jesus is your son, and I can only come to you through him. So I ask you, Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. I give you my life, and from this day forward, I know my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'll spend eternity with you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if today was your day to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm not going to embarrass you. All I'm going to do is ask you on the count of three to raise your hand so these guys can give you a Bible. Ready? If it was you, one, two, three. Anybody today? Okay, y'all look up. Guys, I thank y'all so much. I know it might be a little different than what I've been here lately, but God so stressed to me the importance of understanding the fear of the Lord. Not to be afraid of him. He ain't fixing to drop a hammer on my head and whack me and say, well, you're not worthy. No, 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 that's not the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is an awesomeness of loving him so much that I just, man, I want to be, you know, I don't want to be the fearless. As David Barton kind of got it across to me the other night, I want to be right where you got me to be, because that's where it's the most fun, the most productive, the most peaceful, and the most joyful. That's walking in the fear of the Lord. So thank you, guys. Howdy.